Well, praise the Lord for His move in Northern California. Many of the saints are concerned about the blending center, the NCCCC. So the brothers have put together two videos. We'll show the first video on the construction update. Then after the construction update, there's also another video on the updates on the finances. So we'll watch these two videos now.
Hi, Saints. We're here to provide an update regarding the finances of the Blending Center. As a recap, we purchased the original property and land for $12 million. To finance the purchase, plus an additional $8 million for remodeling, construction, and other expenses, the Saints and churches have generously offered $13 million to date. To cover the difference between the total cost and offering so far, we have a longer-term commercial loan, but we also have loans for gracious saints at low or zero interest. Currently, we have enough funds to finish construction and to furnish the blending center. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
However, we do have $1.5 million of loans owed back to the saints coming due in 2024, which we are short of. We wanted to make this urgent need an opportunity known to the churches and saints in Northern California.
Amen. I was reminded of Exodus chapters 35 and 36, where the children of Israel brought all the material offerings for the building up of the tabernacle. To the point where the people, it says even the people were restrained from bringing any more because it was more than enough. Mm-hmm. On closer reading, I noticed that the scripture repeats over and over, whoever is of a willing heart.
Amen.
Lord, grant us each a willing heart.
Amen.
The other thing I noticed was it kept repeating everyone, every man, all the women, every man and woman whose heart made them willing.
Amen.
May we all have a willing heart to bring forth the plunder from Egypt for God's building. Working saints, pray that we would each go to the Lord concerning this matter, and that the Lord would grant us an uplifted heart.
Amen.
As in all things in God's economy, it's not a matter of just a few, but it requires the functioning of every member for the building up of the body. So also in this, our heart and burden is that we would all be able to participate in the material fellowship.
Amen. In Exodus 12, before the children of Israel left Egypt, they plundered Egypt. Through that plunder, God gave them gold for the building of the tabernacle. However, before that gold could be used for God's purpose in Exodus 35, it was usurped by Satan and used by God's people to make a golden calf, an idol. What we plunder from Egypt can either be for God's building or an idol to us. The Lord said in Matthew 6:24 that no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. So one of the points in week 4 says that we need to beware of covetousness, not storing up treasure for ourselves, but being rich toward God.
Amen.
We can do this by transferring money from our earthly bank to the heavenly bank.
Hallelujah.
When we do this, the Lord gains more of our heart, and we are saved from serving mammon.
So practically, we just wanted to remind the saints of a simple way that we can give recurring offerings. You can go to norcalchurches.org, then navigate to NorCal Christian Conference Center, and then click NCCC online donation. And if the Lord leads you, you can select recurring, and you can set it and forget. You know, again, I was reminded of Exodus. The people brought whatever they had. If they had jewelry and gold, that's what they brought. If they had fine linen, goat's hair, porpoise skin, acacia wood, that's what they brought. And the leaders, if they could give more with the precious stones, then they brought that. Each member according to their measure. So our heart here is not so much the amount, it's that we would be faithful to bring whatever our portion is to the Lord. It really is a matter of our heart. And so this is a blending center. What better way to begin than if this truly came out from a move in the Bible.
Amen. The general subject of the messages we're covering this weekend is making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. We need to realize that when the Lord comes back, money will fail. It will be worthless. And if we are occupied by money, we may not love His appearing. But we can prepare for His coming by offering to God for God's use. And what we offer can become our fellowship with the saints, our righteousness toward men before God, and an acceptable sacrifice to God.
Dear brother and sister, this is Brother TC. Again, on behalf of the serving brother, I'll give you an update about the branding center. I hope this will be the last one before we use the property. Right now, we are about 90% completed, and we are in the final finishing stage, which means we are installing ceiling, floor, lights, painting the wall, and also adding the countertop and faucet. Total cost, we estimated around $6.4 million. That include construction, appliance, furniture, and many repairs and upgrades. The path forward, there are three major inspections ahead of us. Number one, fire safety inspection by the fire department. It is a very difficult inspection to make sure the whole building is safe for operation. Small detail can delay our use for a while. After fire inspection, there is a commissioning inspection. We need to hire a third party to inspect all the equipment we install are working properly to meet the performance. After that, city will conduct a final building permit to make sure the whole facility is in compliance with the current code. So after all the three inspections, city will grant us the occupancy permit. We all may ask, what is the day we can use the property? My answer is, it's really in the hand of God. So, brother, sister, we need to pray. Pray desperately to have a smooth inspection process. In the beginning of the project, cost is our high priority, followed by quality, and then the last is schedule. As you remember, we started the project in pandemic. So many times, we are willing to sacrifice the schedule for the purpose of cost saving. And we do that wisely, and I estimated we probably delay the project for 6 months so that we can save the cost by $1.2 million. That equivalent to about $200,000 per month. I think this is the right approach. But I can tell you one thing, brother, sister, cost is not our top priority for the construction team. One accord is. We will do nothing without one accord. So this is my burden, brother, sister. We start the project in one accord, let's finish the project and start to use the facility in even stronger one accord. And brother Mike, a dear brother, Mike Pernjenski from Sacramento, brother is a retired contractor. And a couple months ago, he joined the construction team, very helpful. And I asked our brother, what is your assessment for the whole project so far? I think a few of the points I would like to share with you, that is number one, the project is much larger and complex than he expected 5 years ago. Number two, he's very happy with the good quality of the work, both inside and out. Number three, he's very impressed with our contractors. He thinks our contractors are very meticulous, and easy to work with. Lastly, our brother had a very interesting comment. Brother working on living stream project in the past, the Building A and the Boston project. He said, very similar to those projects, our project in terms of its spirit and also the progress is very like the other project. I praise the Lord for that. Finally, the burden. Few burdens I would like to share with you. Number one, pray for the genuine one accord. If anything, brother, sister, the cost, the quality, or schedule does not meet your expectation, I'm asking for your understanding. And let's strive for a genuine one accord. Number two, we need to pray for all inspection. Number three, we will need to continue our support for this property. The $6.4 million is higher than anyone we expected. But praise the Lord, I'm sure the Lord will bless this property through your support. Lastly, we have a lot of the work need your participation, particularly like the final cleaning. Both inside and outside require a thorough cleaning before we use it. So we'll make a call when time comes. Pray for this project. Thank you for your support and prayer. I will stop here.